Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Steve Hamilton of Database by Design. In this show, we will discuss the differences between DataGuard and Oracle Streams. I've been in the Oracle industry for in excess of 18 years. I have taught courses all over the world as well as all over the United States. Some of my clients have included major stockbroking firms within the United States, as well as major food processing firms and credit card processing firms. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box found below. Okay, let's get started. Today's radio show, we want to take a close look at the differences between Oracle DataGuard and Oracle Streams. And I get this an awful lot when I teach any sort of Oracle class. Some of my students will say, well, why would I implement Streams versus Oracle DataGuard? Well, that's a very good question. The thing that you have to keep in mind is that Oracle DataGuard is a disaster recovery solution. Okay, if our primary system goes down, we can fail over to our secondary database. So it is a disaster recovery solution. Whereas Streamings or Oracle Streams is a data propagation solution. There's a substantial difference here between the two. Oracle Streaming is dealing with one or two or more databases that are up and running, receiving transactions from end users. They are moving data back and forth between multiple databases. So I can have one system in Chicago propagating data to a database in Omaha and having that same database in Omaha propagating data back to Chicago. So all of these databases are up and running, sending data back and forth and being accessed by each individual user. It is not used as a disaster recovery solution. It's used as a data movement solution, as opposed to DataGuard. DataGuard is in a scenario where we will still have a primary database and a secondary database, and they can still be in a separate, different geographical location. I mean, that's not a problem at all. But what happens is in a DataGuard scenario, the primary database is up and running, receiving transactions from your end users, but the physical standby database is not receiving transactions from your end users. Your end users could access that database through reports. Data is being applied to that standby database, but the data is only being applied from the primary. There's no shipping of data back and forth. It just does not occur. So what you have to understand is DataGuard is you're dealing with one hot database and multiple cold database. There's no shipping of data back. It's all going forth. We're all shipping the data from one system to another. Now, why do we implement one versus the other? Well, obviously, we just talked about that DataGuard is the disaster recovery solution. Well, why would we implement Streams? Well, perfect example. I will use Home Depot as an example. Home Depot is based out of Atlanta. And if they have a price change, they want to propagate that price change to all of their Home Depot satellite offices across the United States. Well, if each individual center or each individual store had their own database, they can make the price change once in Atlanta, so the cost of a hammer is $10, and now they have a sale, and so the cost of that hammer is now $8. They can make that change in Atlanta and have it automatically propagated to your live database in Chicago. So now when you go into Home Depot and you pick up that hammer and you buy it, it's $8. The other way that you would implement Streams, or the other reasons that you would implement Streams, is at the end of the day, when they close out their registers and Home Depot shuts down, they need to ship all of their sales information back to the home office in Atlanta. So here we're going to implement Streams so that we can send the data from Atlanta to each individual home store And then at the end of the day, each individual home store can ship their sales information back. When you implement streams, you can stream data at many different ways. You can stream the entire database. You can stream an individual table. You can stream an individual table space, or you can stream an individual user. So in this scenario, we're going to probably stream either a series of tables or a series of table spaces, probably not the entire database. And it will really be dependent upon your configuration. Within streaming, we also have conflict resolution. So if for some reason that the home office in Atlanta sends information out and there's a conflict, that we can set up rules that says the home office will always win. Or we can set up rules that says the home office doesn't always win, but the target office always wins. So it's kind of being up to us as far as what individual rules that we set up. But we might have conflicts, and if that's the case, we need to enable conflict resolvers. So if we step back here for a second and take a look at DataGuard versus data streams. In data streams or Oracle streams, it's multiple different databases scattered all over the place. Now, the other reason that we can implement streams is for doing some sort of rolling patch or rolling upgrade. Let's say that we've implemented streaming at the database level. Well, if we've implemented streaming at the database level, what we can do is that we can shut off the primary, stream all of our data over to the child database, and then have our users access that child database, and then upgrade the original source database to whatever we need to upgrade it to. So that's another reason that you would implement streams, is that you can do things like rolling upgrades. There's no conversion within streams. I mean, we're not switching a primary over to a secondary or a secondary back to a primary. We're not doing anything like that. I mean, we can shut off one system and make the other system like the go-to system, but both of the systems are up and running, both receiving transactions. So that's the major difference between the two. One is actually protecting your data, protecting your environment in the event of some type of failure, where the other one is just moving data around within different databases within your organization. And when they move the data around, they're moving it around at the database level, the table space level, or the user's level. Now you can kind of also think about it this way. In a DataGuard configuration, you have two types of standbys. You have one that is a physical standby database, and you have another that is a logical standby. Well, what we can do is we can think that the logical standby in a grid environment would be similar to a streaming environment, because the logical standby is only going to replicate at the table space level. But again, no matter what, that database is still a cold database. And so that's the number one thing that I want you to understand and want you to remember, is that streaming, live databases, DataGuard are a cold database, or one hot and one cold. That's the major difference. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. And if you have any questions or comments, please use the question in the comment box. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Steve Hamilton. If there's a show you'd like me to do, you can let me know by using the question in the comment box found below. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune into GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGoTraining.com.